You're listening to SBS News.
Anthony Albanese is visiting the Middle East for the first time as Prime Minister. It was a quick stop to Dubai, the trip not publicised for safety reasons, where he thanked Australians stationed in the region for their service.
I'm here very simply to say thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice, not just of yourselves, but of your families as well. You're living a long way from the comforts of Canberra or whichever great city or region you're from in Australia.
The PM touched down at Al-Manard Base. It was crucial to the Afghanistan evacuation, instrumental in saving thousands of lives during the fall of Kabul almost a year ago.
We saw with the evacuation of Kabul, and at times here some 2,700 people who've gone on to now have a presence back in Australia and were taken to safety. And the efforts that were made during that hectic period in August were quite extraordinary.
The trip marks the beginning of a major international tour, which includes the NATO summit in Madrid. The meeting comes against the backdrop of the war in Ukraine, with discussions expected to heavily revolve around the issue.
At the moment, caused by Russia's aggression in Ukraine is a reminder of the unsafe world that we live in, and that our values of maintaining international rule of law, of maintaining a sense of order in the global environment, is one that can't be taken for granted. It does have to be defended.
But it's not just Russia, but China's aggression too, that will be on the agenda. John Blaxland is a professor of international security and intelligence studies at the Australian National University. He told SBS News in an increasingly interconnected world, what happens at one end of the Eurasian landmass has implications for the other.
The war in Ukraine is certainly a significant factor, but NATO is also important to Australia for what it can do contributing to Australia's interests in the Indo-Pacific.
France is also a key player in keeping peace and stability in the region. Mr. Albanese is to meet with President Emmanuel Macron in Paris in the hopes of reinforcing new relationships after the dumped submarine deal. Still overseas, and Federal Minister for Foreign Affairs Penny Wong is in Vietnam. It's Ms. Wong's second visit to Southeast Asia, and she helped launch a new Vietnam-Australia centre, the first of its kind. The VAC aims to draw on Australian expertise to support the development of Vietnam's future leaders, enable Vietnam and Australia to undertake joint research activities to pursue solutions to shared national and regional challenges.
The ties between our countries run deep. So many Australians have family, friends in this region, in Vietnam particularly. And we want to make sure we work to deepen this relationship. Most importantly, we know that our futures are shared because we share this region. It's so important for me to come here, to do the work, to listen, because our futures are tied together.
Federal Minister for the Environment Tanya Plibersek touched down in Lisbon for the United Nations Ocean Conference. Her comments about the environment being back front and centre under the new Australian government were met with applause. It comes as Tuvalu's foreign minister pulled out of the gathering after China challenged the accreditation of three Taiwanese delegates. But while members of Australia's new federal government are expected to be welcomed by world leaders on this diplomatic dash, the Prime Minister can't quite escape the fury of crossbenchers here in Australia. They're demanding Anthony Albanese halt his plan to cut their staff numbers, threatening to block government bills in response. Among them is Independent MP for North Sydney, Kylie Tink.
The reality of what is currently being proposed as a staffing allocation for me as an independent is I won't have the resources immediately at hand to review any significant proposed legislative reform. On that basis, if I'm not able to inform myself on what the implications of that are, the natural response is to vote against any progress in that area.
The sentiments echoed by ACT Independent Senator David Pocock, who spoke on the matter to the ABC.
It's not me being dudded, it's the people of the ACT, which is really disappointing after an election where so many Australians decided that they actually wanted independent representation.
Federal Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says it's still open for discussion.
Our position is clear, it was put in writing. We think that it's unsustainable for independent members to have double the amount of staff that other MPs have. And I just don't cop this line that, well, you know, it's because they do more work. Every member of parliament does work. Every member of parliament sits on committees. Every member of parliament looks at legislation.
The Prime Minister is so far standing firm on the cut.
The federal government as well, I as Prime Minister, have cut $1.5 million from the government members' budget that was allocated by the former government to its staff members for additional salaries. So sacrifices have been made across the board. I do say that the public comments from some of the crossbench members have not been echoed by the ones that I've spoken to one-on-one, who want to be constructive, as I do with crossbench members. And we've had discussions in a courteous way based upon their needs. I'll continue to do so.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.